Yeah, and you talk a lot about that, just naming that saying, having the, we talked about last week, the courage to say we are done with this system, in and of itself takes a lot of thought. And again, we had a whole show last week about that, and how do you get to that place of certainty and courage. And it's very difficult. And now we're talking today about language. And I think that's key in getting to that place of certainty and courage, is having claiming your own language, and being able to use that to communicate with others. So I want to talk about how we recognize language that isn't earth-based, that is actually based on coercion and manipulativeness. When did that start? Maybe that's an important question. I'm not sure if you want to talk about that, the Raven. Like, at what point did that creep in? But nonetheless, how do you see it today? How do you not claim that? How, like, we're negotiating these treacherous waters, right? We're in a situation in which we're actively being atomized, as I always say. So how do we negotiate these waters and start claiming our own language, at the same time avoiding that language which is toxic and used to keep us oppressed?
I think how do we negotiate these treacherous waters and begin developing our own authentic language is challenging because we have no regular, purposed practice of discussing collectively where we are at. So that's a real challenging one. And but before we go further into that, when you said how long has this been going on, I just real quickly, I know this is not what we want to talk about, but one of the many, many reasons I'm very grateful to Karl Popper is he was able to show that literally Plato's Republic serves as a propaganda playbook for power, and that it has been able to organize and focus the thinking of power, not just towards a clear goal, but towards specific strategies, propaganda being key because language is key for keeping us confused, because it is literally by controlling our thoughts that we are controlled, literally. So during when Plato was writing, there was an active anti-slavery movement. Popper referred to this as a, I think he called it egalitarianism. A movement for greater egalitarianism, as well as just anti-slavery, and that Plato saw his mission, just as down centuries later Hegel would see his mission to translate and turn around that progressive effort or impulse in that is in us as human beings. So down the road, Hegel would rename nationalism as something that was authoritarian. So centuries earlier, millennia earlier, actually, Plato would redefine justice, which had been claimed by the anti-slavery movement, as supporting the state. So I think we can see how focusing on language has enabled power to move steadily towards its goal of the best state, which is the best state, you know? And it sounds almost silly to us, almost childish, that this these nutty preoccupations could have hijacked the entire planet for millennia, and all of us along with it, obviously. So we are dealing with a millennia-long problem, and in terms of how to go about reclaiming language after literally thousands of years of having it be chipped away at, is a good question, and I've got some ideas on that. Are you nodding your head?